It's Abby
and Chloe
with Library Lounge. Today we're interviewing
Miss Eichler, our school librarian,
about
Heritage Month.
So Miss Eichler, what is Heritage Month?
So Hispanic Heritage Month began as a week-long celebration in 1968. Lyndon B. Johnson, who was the president at that time, started it to celebrate the heritage and culture of people who came from countries such as Spain, Mexico, South America and the Caribbean, and Central America. And in 1988, Ronald Reagan expanded it to a month-long celebration.
What does Heritage Month mean to you?
To me, it's very important because I was born and raised in San Antonio, and obviously our city is completely influenced by the Hispanic Latin culture. The Spanish people were the first ones to come from Europe into this area and to colonize this area. So there's a lot of influence from the Spanish-speaking nations, and even into once Mexico became its own country, and the Spanish people and indigenous people started coming together and creating mestizo people. That all happened here in Central and South Texas, and it has completely informed every part of our culture. And so I think it's important for us to lift up voices that are Hispanic and to recognize their contributions.
That's really nice. What's your favorite book on Heritage Month?
So I cannot choose one favorite book ever that I want to talk about.
Do you have top three?
I can do top three. One of my favorite books that I love to tell people about during Hispanic Heritage Month is Clap When You Land. It's one of my favorite books ever, ever, ever. It's written in free verse, and it is so awesome because it's a fictional story, but it's based on something that actually happened. It's based on a plane crash that actually happened, and the story centers around a girl who lives in New York City and a girl who lives in the Dominican Republic. And I loved all of the descriptions because I really got a feeling of what the culture was like in the Dominican Republic. And also it was interesting to see how the two girls responded to the tragedy of the plane crash. And that's by Elizabeth Acevedo. Another book that I love, love, love is They Both Die at the End by Adam Silvera. And as you can probably guess, they both die at the end. But it is a sort of love story, but it's also mostly a book about what is the meaning of life and what life means to you and how to make the most of your life. And let's see, what's one more? If I had to choose one, I really love the book Marcus Vega Doesn't Speak Spanish by Pablo Cartella, because I love his character. His character, so he and his brother grew up without their father. Their father left when his little brother was like a baby. And his little brother has pretty extreme autism. And so he has always sort of protected his little brother. And when some bullies at school are making fun of his little brother, he punches them. And I can relate to wanting to do that. But that sort of sets in motion a whole bunch of things where he and his brother are possibly going to get kicked out of their school. And he insists on taking a trip to Puerto Rico, where his father is from and where he's hoping to go meet his father. And it's just a really great novel.
Thank you for reading with us, Ms. Eichler.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening to
Library Lounge.